Yes. So, Morrissey, the story that we're talking about this morning is that one of Britain's leading doctors has called for an introduction of an extra day off, saying it'd improve mental health, decrease stress, give people a lot more pleasure, and reduce unemployment. This seems to be like, you know, the holy grail, is it? The fixer of everything.
For many people it is. We've had this notion forever that we're going to have long weekends and that work is going to only take up a little bit of our time. We'll have lots of leisure. I'm not so convinced about a three-day weekend. I think that the notion of it is a very good one. As you said, it talks about the ability for us to be able to rejuvenate, to feel better, to work better, to be able to concentrate the work we do in a shorter space of time and perhaps give us more time with our family. But in practice, I don't think it'll work.
Why not, though? Because, you know, here I am, banging on the drum, saying, what a great idea, three-day weekends, you know, got some vim and vinegar when we get back in the workplace on Monday morning, Tuesday, if we choose to do it that way.
As human beings, what we tend to do is to fill up the space that we have, so I think what we'll find is lots of other stuff to fill that extra day. But more importantly, from my viewpoint, I think the notion makes sense, but I think the way that we're going to work is going to be so different in the next few decades that a three-day weekend really isn't part of what we're talking about anyway. It's just not going to fit into that lifestyle of three mandated days we take off.
So how do you see it then, if you're looking beyond the curve? You know, you're talking about the work environment of the future. How do you predict it could be different?
I think the way that we work will be very, very different. What we're going to have are jobs that we will do project and task driven rather than 9 to 5, meaning that we'll look at something, we'll know it has to be done, has to be taken to its end result, and then at that point we might look for some other work or some other activity, or we might take some time off. I think what we're going to see is a notion of a workforce that has a portfolio of jobs rather than one job. And really in this space we're talking about the ability to manage our own lives. So it's going to be very, very different. We will not need a three-day weekend because you and I will make decisions based on the work we have at hand, who we're doing it for and when it has to be done, as to what time we have available to us. And
we'll might be realised though, because I'm only thinking that, talking to a colleague of mine a little while ago who's getting to maybe the end of their work life and they want to go down to a four-day week. You know, because they're in their early 60s, but they still want to have a connection with the workplace, and also probably superannuation's not quite where they'd want it to be. So there's a manageable aspect to the, you know, the employee-employer relationship, isn't there?
And I think that's a perfect example of where our workforce will be into tomorrow, the ability to work as much or as little. Again, we obviously have to put food on table, that makes sense. But what we'll be able to do is to do exactly that, is when we choose to come down to 3 or 4 days, or more importantly, take tasks that will give us the financial income we need to get us to where we want to be. The reality for today's kids is they're going to have 6 careers, 14 jobs, they're going to live to 150 and work well into their 80s and 90s, if not beyond.
That's extraordinary, just to hear those stats.
Now, they're Australian Bureau of Statistics, so we consider them to be fairly mainstream. They're not, you know, they're conservative, if anything. So the reality of taking this three-day weekend, the reality of us all having enough work to fill up the rest of the time, is something that we're going to have to grapple with. I think there will be work for everyone, but it can't be and won't be in this 9-to-5 construct, which really we've only had for a couple of hundred years. It's an Industrial Revolution mentality, which meant that we all had to get together at a fixed space to do something in order to have an end product.
Is that why there was a specific 2 days for to down tools?
The 2 days was very much about Judeo-Christian beliefs, that they were sacrosanct either on the Sabbath or on the Sunday, and that what we needed were those 2 days off. Now again, in the very early days of Industrial Revolution, it was only the Sunday and perhaps Sunday morning. But we've stretched it out, and then in Australia we had our eight-hour day much sooner. But these are all constructs. Before the Industrial Revolution, most people worked project and task. If you worked on the land, you didn't say to the land, it's 5 o'clock, I'm knocking off. You kept going until the land was ploughed, or until it was fallow, or until you'd picked all the crop. And then you might have taken a day or a half a day or a week off to celebrate or to do what you needed to do. And much of the work we used to do before Industrial Revolution was actually done that way. What I'm positing is we're coming back to that, where we don't need to be at a fixed place because of technology, because of changing culture, because of changing work. We don't need to be at a fixed place at a fixed time to do something. It can be done very much anywhere at any time. Again, Some careers don't make sense, obviously, with hospitals and medicines, other things. They'll always need to be at a fixed place at a fixed time. But that's not everything anymore. That's some of the things.
That's what I was thinking, because there's clearly, you know, some professions, the structure of your workday is defined by the role you do, isn't it? Whereas you argue that some other careers are much more flexible and the employee has much more autonomy.
I actually think we're going to have the same message for everything, and that is that the work will dictate where and when it should be done. So what will happen is that some work will be better done at night during the day, or it doesn't really matter as long as it's finished by a certain date. Other work will have to be done at a particular time and space. So if you're a baker, for instance, you've obviously got to have bread on the table for people in the morning. That dictates when that work needs to be done. If you're writing or if you're researching, perhaps you've got a longer period of time. It doesn't really matter if you do it at 9 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night, as long as it's done by the deadline.
But you look at the public holiday as well, because the public holiday gives a small insight into what the working environment would be like if we did have a three-day weekend. And what results have you seen from that as to the performance of employees?
They're actually interesting because they're microcosms. They happen every so often and we treat them like a true holiday, like a gift. So we tend to go away for our long weekends. We tend to get together with families because we know they're not going to happen again for quite a while. And yes, many people come back to the workforce rejuvenated. What we've seen before the long weekend is that increasingly people are taking off more time. So it's not unusual now for a three-day weekend to turn into a four- or a five-day weekend using your flexi time or your annual leave or something else. But they're oases. And yes, as human beings, we want more of them. But what I would argue is that what we'll do in the future is actually be able to construct them for ourselves at a time that's purposeful for us. So our family can actually decide to take time off on a Wednesday, or we might be able to go and watch that school performance or that ballet performance or whatever we have to do for the children, because our work allows us to be more flexible. And we're starting to see that already in our workspaces. We have RDOs, many industries. We have flexible times. If we work a bit later, we're able to come in later in the morning. So we're starting to see a workspace that does this anyway. I think we're just going to extend out those possibilities more.
Oh, Morris, thank you very much for that. Nice to talk to you.
A pleasure.